Welcome back. In this lesson, we're taking a static res and turning it into something that feels alive, broken in, and properly jungle. The goal is to use groove pool tricks in Ableton Live 12 to make the bass line breathe with the break, so it feels like it came from the same old school record as the drums, but still sits cleanly in a modern DNB mix. Now, this is an advanced move, so we're not just talking about adding swing for the sake of it. We're talking about creating tension between the drums, the sub, and the res, so the whole drop has that classic roll, the kind of energy that feels DJ tool ready, club ready, and still full of character. First thing, build your bass as two separate layers. Keep the sub and the res on different chains in an instrument rack. For the sub, use a clean sign, like operator or wave-eatable, and keep it mono and simple. Fast attack. Fairly short release, no drama. This layer is your anchor. It needs to stay locked to the grid and basically never get in the way. Then build the res layer. Use to tune saws, unison movement, or a wide wave-eatable patch. Add some saturation, maybe a touch of auto filter, and keep the low end out of the way with EQ8. A good starting point is a high pass somewhere around 90 to 140 Hz, depending on how thick the patch is. The key idea here is separation. If the sub is clean and the res is animated, you can get aggressive with timing and motion without the low end turning to mod. Before touching groove, write a phrase that actually leaves room for groove to matter. This is important. If the MIDI is overfilled, groove pool won't have anywhere to breathe. Start with a simple 2-bar or 4-bar pattern. Give it a downbeat anchor, a couple of offbeat responses, and at least one sustained note that can lean against the rhythm. In DNB, a little space goes a long way, a note on the 1, a response around the end of 2, maybe a stab near 3 and then a held note into the next bar can be enough to create reedal movement once the groove is applied. Now comes the fun part. Extract groove from a break that already has the right feel. Find an amen style break or another classic chop drum loop with good swing, ghost notes, and natural push-pull. In Ableton, right-click the clip and choose Extract Groove. That gives you a groove preset based on the feel of the break, and that's the DNA we're going to borrow. You're not just copying timing here, you're borrowing attitude. Open Groove Pool and audition the extracted groove. If the break has a good timing feel but the velocity is a little wild, don't worry too much. In this kind of lesson, timing is usually more important than velocity. We want the bass to inherit the shuffle and the pocket, not necessarily the exact drum dynamics. Now drag that groove onto the res MIDI clip only. Leave the sub mostly straight. That contrast is one of the biggest secrets here. In advanced DNB, groove should not be treated like a universal offset. The drums can carry the obvious shuffle, the res can sit a little behind it, and the sub can stay almost clinical. That contrast creates weight. A good starting point is around 60 to 75% timing on the res, with only a little velocity, maybe 10 to 25%, and very little random. Keep the sub near grid, maybe a tiny bit of groove if you want, but not much. If the bass feels lazy, back the groove off. If it feels stiff, push timing a little more. If it starts to sound blurry, reduce random and shorten note lengths. And speaking of note length, use that as another groove control. This is a huge one. If the swing starts to feel messy, shorten the note offs before you keep changing timing. In jungle and old school DNB, a shorter bass note can actually hit harder because it leaves room for the break to speak. Watch the snare bass relationship closely too. If a bass note steals the snare transient, the groove won't read as swagger. It'll just sound crowded. Now let's make the patch itself move with the rhythm. Add auto filter to the res, and if you want, a subtle LFO or modulation source for controlled motion. Keep it restrained. The groove should feel like it's moving the sound, not like the sound is wobbling randomly on its own. A useful mindset here is that groove amount and modulation amount should not scale equally. If the timing is 70% grooved, the filter movement should still be relatively subtle. Try opening the filter slightly on the notes that land later in the groove, and closing it a bit on the tighter anchor notes. You can do that with automation, clip envelopes, or simple macro movement if you set it up that way. This is where the patch starts to feel like it's breathing with the drums instead of just sitting on top of them. If you want more jungle tension, offset the res a little behind the drums. Not too much. Just enough so the break and the bass are in conversation. Let the ghost notes in the break occupy the tiny spaces between the bass hits. That late pocket feeling is a big part of old school energy. It creates a drag that makes the drop feel heavier, even if the pattern itself is simple. Now route the sub and res into a bass group. Keep the group processing about control, not destruction. A little EQ cleanup, a light glue compressor, maybe a touch of drum bus or saturator, but don't squash the life out of it. If you want the bass to hit hard, You need headroom. And in DNB, the sub should stay pristine while the character lives in the mids. If you're going for a darker or more neural-leaning result, you can automate drive or distortion over the course of 8 bars, but again, do that after the groove is working. That's a really important order of operations. Get the rhythm right first, then add the grime. If you overdo the processing before the timing feels good, you'll just exaggerate the problems. Now think like an arranger, not just a sound designer. Groove only matters if the structure gives it time to land. For a DJ-friendly DNB section, build a 16-bar intro, a first drop that establishes the pocket, an 8-bar switch-up, where the groove or filter movement intensifies, and then a second drop with a variation. Maybe you remove one note, maybe you open the filter more, maybe you add a more distorted version of the Reese. The idea is to keep the energy evolving without losing blendability, and that blendability matters. If this is meant for DJ tools, your intro and outro need to work in a mix. Keep the bass filtered or absent at the edges so it can be blended cleanly. Let the groove reveal itself when the drop lands. That makes the payoff bigger. Once the part is feeling strong, resample it. This is where it starts to feel like a real DNB record instead of a MIDI loop. Record the bass group to audio, then slice the best moments. Tighten any messy tails. Duplicate the strongest groove hits into fills or phrase endings. You can even reverse a short transition piece or use a tiny bit of beat repeat for one-off effect. The point is to lock in the performance. Resampling makes the groove feel committed. A quick warning on common mistakes. Don't overapply groove to the sub. Don't use too much random. Don't let the Reese own the low end. Don't keep every note the same length. And definitely don't judge the bass in solo only. Always check it with the kick, snare, and break together. That's where the truth lies. For a darker, heavier finish, test the patch in mono and at low volume. If it still feels animated and heavy when collapsed to mono, then the groove is real. If it only works when it's wide and loud, it's probably leaning too much on stereo blur instead of rhythmic design. One nice advanced variation is dual groove contrast. You can duplicate the Reese MIDI and apply a slightly different groove or groove amount to the duplicate, then use it only for fills or bar endings. That creates a more performant feel without sounding random. Another great move is adding ghost note bass phrasing, where low velocity notes sit between the main hits and imply motion, without always being fully heard. You can also swap grooves by section. Use one feel in the intro, a slightly tighter feel in the main drop, then a looser or more syncopated feel in the switch up. That kind of progression keeps the track moving, while the core sound stays the same. Here's a good mini practice exercise. Load a break, extract its groove, build a 2-bar Reese with a sub and a mid layer, apply the groove to the Reese around 60 to 70%, keep the sub near grid and mono, then add subtle filter movement that opens on the offbeats. Print 4 bars of audio. For bar 3, remove one note. For bar 4, automate a small cutoff rise or saturation bump. Then listen with just kick and snare. If it feels like the bass is dancing with the break, you're on the right path. So the big takeaway is this. Extract groove from a break, apply it to the Reese, keep the substrate, and use modulation to reinforce the rhythm instead of fighting it. That's how you get that old-school jungle feel with modern Ableton control. Controlled swing, deliberate note placement, bass movement tied to groove, enough dirt to sound underground, and enough discipline to stay mixable. That's the sweet spot. That's the move. And once you hear it locking with the drums, you'll know exactly why this trick is so effective in drum and bass.